Good morning. I'm Mark Purzel, and this is Cincinnati Edition. The new editor of Edible Ohio Valley magazine, Jennifer Kramer-Wine, will be in the studio in about 15 minutes to discuss the magazine and the local food movement here in Cincinnati. And later, Dean Regas talks to one of the creators of the hit TV show The Big Bang Theory. To begin with, Jay Hanselman has a look at what was making local news headlines this week.
Hamilton County's sales tax could go up next year. Commissioners are considering a plan to increase the sales tax a quarter cent to deal with the perennial stadium fund problem. The plan put forward by Commissioner Todd Portune would preserve the full property tax rebate homeowners were promised when voters approved the stadium sales tax.
A limited sales tax increase of a quarter cent will provide for the long-term stability of the stadium fund. That allows us to, once and for all, have provided an answer and put that issue behind us.
Board President Greg Hartman says he'll consider the idea.
The options are limited at this point. It is certainly reducing the rollback or pursuing another revenue stream, which the only form legally at our disposal is that sales tax proposal.
Hartman and Portune both say they want the teams to help out in some manner as well. Fellow Commissioner Chris Monzel says he'll vote against any tax increase.
I believe if we don't fund the phase two of the banks project for next year, which is like $1 million, we can have the fund balanced at the end of the year.
Monzel is also working on a proposal to have UC play its home football games at Paul Brown Stadium. He says it would generate revenue for the county and help the university as it tries to move to a new sports conference. Cincinnati City Manager is recommending a budget plan that's balanced with a series of cuts and $21 million of one-time money from a plan to lease the operation of city parking facilities to a private company. Milton Dahoney sent his proposal to Mayor Mark Mallory this week and held a press conference. Dahoney and his team had to close a $34 million general fund deficit, and he says cutting that amount wasn't possible.
To balance this budget based solely on cuts would call for the elimination of 344 positions. You simply could not function if you implemented a cut of that magnitude.
Some cuts include eliminating the police department's mounted patrol program, doing away with city arts grants, and reducing human services funding. The manager says the plan to privatize parking operations won't be completed by the end of the year. The council will only be authorizing city spending for the first 6 months of 2013 because of the transition to a fiscal year. The parking decision will likely come in June when council will finalize the rest of the appropriations for the year. Cincinnati's mayor sent the manager's recommended budget to council for its consideration. Mark Mallory praised the administration's proposal.
He's always stayed above politics. He operates in a very professional manner. He's always focused squarely on getting things done. He shows the same professional focus again with this budget.
The mayor did make about $1 million worth of changes to the proposed spending plan. Mallory wants to restore funding for all human services programs, media bridges, arts grants, and a domestic violence advocate in the city's law department. The mayor also wants to add $250,000 for the health department to reduce the infant mortality rate in the city. Every day, the Cincinnati Fire Department is taking a truck or apparatus out of service because of a lack of manpower to staff that piece of equipment. It's called a brownout, and there's an average of 5 every day. Fire Chief Richard Braun told a council committee this week the department's reduced staffing is the reason. He says it leads to a lot of scrambling.
So we have our equipment running all over the city covering the brownouts, and you kind of feel like the little boy at the dam putting his finger in the leaks. Because no matter where you put your finger, another leak comes out. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem with brownouts. There's always holes, and you can't fill all of the holes when you're taking companies out of service.
Braun says he's using the overtime to reduce brownouts and hopes a new recruit class that graduates in April will ease the problem. He would also like another class to start training next year, and the city has applied for a federal grant to help pay for those additional salaries for 2 years. Right now, the department is about 80 to 100 firefighters below its authorized level. Some Democratic Ohio lawmakers say more must be done to make sure provisional ballots are counted. Democratic State Representative Kathleen Clyde says there are too many cast in Ohio each election.
Ohio leads the country in the number of provisional ballots cast. We're fourth. In 2008, we had nearly 205,000 of these ballots. And we had even more in 2012. This means that hundreds of thousands of Ohioans' votes hang in limbo and faced extra scrutiny before they can be counted. We also lead the country in rejecting provisional ballots. In 2008, 1 in 5 provisional ballots was eventually rejected.
Klein says many of these ballots are actually good but are rejected because they don't contain the information that's asked of voters but is already on the form. She says many provisional ballots are also thrown out because of poll worker error. Ohio authorities say 10 people have been charged with cheating at the new Columbus Casino, including some defendants who continued even after they were warned to stop. The counts outlined this week involve suspects who tried to increase or decrease their bets after the results of a game were known. The charges allege cheating at table games, including blackjack, craps, and roulette. Franklin County Prosecutor Ron O'Brien says charges were filed against repeat offenders, not against individuals who might have tried once after getting carried away or having too much to drink. Karen Huey, Director of Enforcement for the Ohio Casino Control Commission, says cheating at the casino is the equivalent to stealing from the state. More than 60 people have been charged with cheating at casinos statewide. That's the Week in Review. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Jay Hanselman.